From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Former U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is offering to testify before a congressional committee looking into Russian meddling in the U.S. election and possible link to the Trump campaign in exchange for immunity. The Wall Street Journal first reported Thursday that Flynn is in talks to try to get a promise of immunity, but that nobody had agreed to his terms yet. Flynn was forced to resign as one of Trump's closest advisors after it was revealed that he had misled Vice President Mike Pence about his communications with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. Ahead of the opening hearing, Russian President Vladimir Putin denied any Russian involvement in the U.S. election. The Trump administration has declined to comment on a report that two White House officials reportedly provided the leader of a congressional investigation with intelligence that showed members of the Trump presidential transition team were caught up in incidental foreign surveillance by U.S. spy agencies. A ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee said they remain committed to a thorough investigation into Russia meddling in the election.
This issue is not going to distract us from doing our Russia investigation. If that's the object here, we'll not be successful. We are going to look into everything the Russians did to influence our election. We are not going to be deterred. We're not going to be distracted. Issues of incidental collection are important. They are a part of our ordinary oversight, and we will oversee them. But we are going to get to the bottom of just what the Russians did and how they did it, and whether there was any coordination or collusion with U.S. persons, including those associated with the Trump campaign.
Congressman Adam Schiff. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson hailed Turkey as a trusted ally after meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and other leaders Thursday at Ankara. Tillerson underlined the importance of Turkey in the battle against the Islamic State.
Over the past 18 months, the U.S. military's ability to operate from Turkish bases has enabled us to increase operations against ISIS by 25% without the utilization of any additional aircraft required.
During Tillerson's visit, the extradition of the U.S.-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen was also discussed. Turkish prosecutors accused Gulen of masterminding July's failed coup attempt. Washington insists the issues are a matter for the courts. Mortar shells wounded at least seven people in and around the presidential compound Thursday in Mogadishu while the Somali cabinet was meeting inside. No cabinet members were wounded as the prime minister held the new government's first meeting with ministers to talk about security and the drought. No one has claimed responsibility for the shelling, but Somali militant group Al-Shabaab often attacks government targets. Israel's cabinet has approved the country's first new Jewish settlement in the West Bank in 25 years while it holds talks with the U.S. on future activity. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised new homes for hundreds of settlers forced to abandon the Amona settlement, which the Supreme Court declared was illegally built on Palestinian land. It was later destroyed. Palestinians regard ongoing Jewish settlement activity as the major impediment to peace. The Venezuelan Supreme Court's decision to take control of the opposition-controlled legislature has countries such as the U.S. and Mexico denouncing the action as a threat to democracy. The Organization of American States Secretary General accused the government, led by the socialist president, of attempting a self-inflicted coup d'etat against its parliament. The court decision follows Tuesday's rare meeting of the OAS, which brought diplomats to Washington to debate how to resolve the South American country's year-long political humanitarian crisis. And South Korean officials on Friday arrested ousted President Park Geun-hye over allegations of corruption and abuse of power. Park is accused of allowing a friend to extort money from companies in return for political favors. She has denied the allegations, but last year she vowed to take responsibility if found guilty. Voters will choose Park's replacement on May 9th. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.